Today's daf in Masechet Shviit Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Samachei, and we're holding right at the halacha, halakha mishnah of halacha hey, which is, ein notnim lo levayar, you're not allowed to pay with shmita money. I mean, shmita money, even shmita money, I certainly can't pay with the actual pay rates that have the Kedusha Shviit. You can't pay to a bayar, means a bore digger, bayar. So he's somebody who goes out and digs that bore. And you can't pay your wages to your balan. The balan is the guy who works in the bathhouse. He's the attendant. You can't pay for your haircuts, lola sapar. You can't pay for a sapan. Can't pay for the ferry boat, even though you need it. All of these things are very powerful personal needs. Doesn't matter. They're not given to you for that. They're given to you for le'ochla. But if you're looking for drinking water, remember we said before at the beginning that peros shvias are given for achila or shtia. So then why would not having drinking water and using your peros shvias to get drinking water, why would that be different than shtia? That is a correct use. Therefore, if we're talking about water that you need to drink, that's something else. I mean, I thought you were talking about before paying the guy for getting you water for your household needs, that flush your toilets. And I mean, that I understand you can't use shvias for. But if you're talking about drinking, that would be fine. Well, the kulam, who notain matnot chinam. Alamaisa, if what you're doing is you're just sort of exchanging gifts, you know? So then exchanging gifts would mean that this big machlokas, actually machlokas mamash, machlokas aposke malach lamaisa. Does this mean that you could first give the guy a gift knowing that he would feel indebted? You gave him a bunch of Shemitah apples from your yard. Here, I picked this outside. This is all Kedusha Shviya stuff. Enjoy it, you know? And then like 2 days later, you're going to be asking him for a haircut. And so, okay, so it sort of smooths the way for the guy to be not charging. Okay, so that is basically, you're not really utilizing it as a direct payment, but if you already had the debt, so then it would be awesome, for sure. Or, you know, if you're coming in with it at the time that you need the haircut, so then also would be usur. But the truth is big machlokas haposkim is about how far we would go to be matir this. And, I mean, the Chazon Ish is matir. He's very makel on the situation over here. As long as it's not given in payment, it's just given as a matana. All right, so we look at it as a tip if you want. Sometimes the tip is big enough to the person won't charge. Anyway. So let's take a look at the Braita. The Braita says you can't use it. It doesn't say you can't use it for digging wells. It says you can't use it for the balan, the sapar, and the sapan. Okay, but it very conspicuously leaves out the first part of the Mishnah, which is einot nim levayar. So in the Braita, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, well, you're also not even allowed to use it for the bayar. Af lo levayar. So first of all, I mean, before we get to the issue of the Mishnah, so who's the Mishnah going like and what exactly is the difference in the cases? We obviously have a problem in understanding the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, because, look, we have a real stira. In the Braita, Rabbi Yossi said, Tamanu Omer, that, the Gra takes out the Ein over here, Tamanu Omer, Lokhine Menu Mayimu Melach. You're allowed to use Shemitah Peros, or Shemitah Mammon, that was exchanged for those Peros. You're allowed to buy salt and water, because even though the Tanakhama holds its usher in that Braita, because it has to be something that is actually Mekayim you. And water and salt doesn't have any nutrition. And if there's no nutrient value, so then that's not called La'ochla. And it's also not the equivalent of the lishtia, which was only based on the la'ochla. So what that means is that you're going to be able to actually have nutrition from it. So according to Tanakhama, you can't, in that brisa, you cannot use money from shvias even for a bottle of water or salt. Those are things that I need. That's not the point. But they're not the equivalent of the peros. Now there, Rabbi Yossi says, Doesn't matter. Are you going to be eating with the salt? You put the salt in your soup, so then that's eating. Are you going to be drinking with the water? Yes, so then that's drinking. So that means that Rabbi Yossi is the one, who Dafka is the one who's matir. And over here he says, you're not allowed to give it to somebody who's going to get you water, who's going to dig you a well for water. So then, I mean, apparently it would mean any kind of water, meaning even water for you to drink. So how do you explain the fact that you're allowed to buy a bottle of Me'eden and you're not allowed to pay somebody to get you that Me'eden? Answers the Gemara. So, Omer Rabbi Yossi, this is not our Rabbi Yossi, obviously we're talking about over here. Rabbi Yossi the Amora is coming to explain over here. Rabbi Yossi the Tana and the Stira between his opinion and the Braisa and here. So, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Mapligen. So, what is really the Machlokas in that Braisa, the first Braisa that had left out the Bayar, according to the Tanakhama, and had inserted the Yisra of the Bayar, with Rabbi Yossi? Right? So, what is the case that we're talking about over there? It's talking about where Bishop Tash Tishamsho or Bishel Tash Misho, others have the gears, makes a little bit more sense, but the idea is clear. He is looking for household supply water. So you're going to now be plugging this into water that's going to be going to his toilet and to his sink in the kitchen and so on. So you're not allowed to use the money from Shvius to fill your toilet. So there, in Achinami, that's talking about his shimush, Bishel Tashmisho, his shimush water. And that's where Rabbi Yossi says, you can't use it for shimush water. But even Rabbi Yossi would be moda that in case of a bayar who's specifically bringing you me'eden, so Bishdiyah, Rabbi Yossi is moda that of course you would be able to. Wait, so
maybe,
then.
Maybe why in old Israeli Hebrew the bathroom was the Beit Shimush. Right?
I assume.
Right?
The answers. Very, very cute. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, very interesting. Have a. Okay, but so then what does that imply? So it implies that our mission starts off with lo levayar, but yes levayar for drinking. Oh, okay, so then that is Rabbi Yossi. Because as Rabbi Yossi was saying, I disagree with Mayim for his shimush, but I agree with Mayim for his drinking. That's how we explain the contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. It's exactly what our Mishnah said. Straightforward. Lo levayar, lo levala. But kein levayar if it needs to drink. So basically you're telling me that our Mishnah is mamash Rabbi Yossi. But our Mishnah cannot be going according to the Tanakhama who argues on Rabbi Yossi. Because the Tanakhama in the Braita, he said, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi, he said that you can pay a bayar, and Rabbi Yossi argued. And we said the only time Rabbi Yossi is arguing is whether you're paying the bayar for your toilet water, and therefore that would mean that the Tanakhama holds you could even pay the bayar for the toilet water. Rabbi Yossi was saying, no, you can't, which is our Mishnah. So then basically you're saying that according to that Tanakhama, we were matir even any use of water. I mean, why? I guess because it's such a tremendous tzorach. So it's like, you know, we understand that you need water in your house the same way we understand that you need dye for your clothes or whatever. We're going to see later on when it comes to washing your clothes. Can you make detergent or buy detergent, which via money? Right? We're going to be talking about that case soon. Okay, so apparently we have this further machlokas. So it turns out that we're assuming that in the Braisa, the Tanakhama, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi, holds you can use it for anything, right? Even for your toilet. Rabbi Yossi holds it has to be for drinking. And that's what he said in the Braisa. And then there's also a shita, which we don't bring over here, but there is a shita that said you can't use it for anything, right? That we mentioned that. That was the machlokas about salt and water, because it's not nutritive. So, okay, so we've got three shitas. We've got the Braisa that was the place that we brought before. We left out the Tanakhama, but we mentioned that according to Rabbi Yossi, you can even use it for salt and water. But the Tanakhama over there says you can't. So then that's drinking water. So it means we have three shitas. Drinking water, no. That was the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi in that brisa, because also salt, no. Drinking water, yes. That's Rabbi Yossi. Toilet water, yes. Which was the Tana that was arguing with Rabbi Yossi when he said, Af lola vayar, and the Tanakhama said, no, it's no problem. So we've got three completely different shitas. Okay. So then if this is the case, so then our Mishnah, we're saying, goes Badafka according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, Omar, this doesn't make any sense, it's not Rabbi Yossi, it should say, as the Gra changes it, Om Rabbi Yaisa. Rabbi Yaisa is not Rabbi Yossi, he's actually Rabasi. That, no, you don't have to say that the Mishnah is arguing. The Mishnah could be going a little bit of Kuliyam. And it does not have to be only going according to Rabbi Yossi, because it could be that the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yossi. You can't actually pay the Tana of the Brais I'm referring to. You cannot actually use, you thought he was talking about toilet water. No, that's not necessarily what he's saying. You can't pay for toilet water. When he says that you can pay, he was referring to actually water that was going to be used for drinking. So then you have the same steer again, because why does Rabbi Yossi argue? If we're talking about drinking, the nafkamina is, this is the chiddush that Ravasi is coming up with, you thought the only nafkamina is in extremes, drinking water versus water for your toilets and sinks. No. There's the question of drinking water for humans and drinking water for animals. That could be a different way of looking at it. So kan la'adam. So in the case of the Braita we're talking about for a human being, okay, so then it would be mutter. And in the Braita we said before, we didn't mean that water for a person, we meant kan labehima. So even though Rabbi Yossi was matir, using Dmei Shvias for human water, he was not being matir to use it for animal water. And there was nobody that was saying that you would actually be able to use it for toilet water. So therefore, you don't have to come to this extreme outlook we had before. Tani. Now, here is where we get to the fascinating sugya of the special relationship of Shvias usage for laundry detergent, which touches on some very important dinim that are just analogous in terms of understanding life. So it says in the Braita like this, a mayan shel bnei ha'ir. So let's say you have a spring that is in a particular city, and the spring now flows out, and other cities downstream, they use it as well. So the halacha is that if you don't have enough water, then an original city, they get to keep that water, even if it means that's what they need for their life, then even if that means that the people in the other city are all going to die, and therefore you're depopulating the city, everybody's going to have to leave. It doesn't matter. They come first, because they own it. The water came out in the middle of their town. So it's their well. So if it's a question between them and others, hein v'achirim, so that then is hein kodmim l'achirim, always the people in the first city that it comes out, they come first. So then hate kodmim l'achirim. But suppose it's a question of, well, if we share our water with the other town, then we're going to have to let all our animals die because we won't have enough to feed our animals. What's the din over there? Well, achirim uvem tam, there other humans come before their animals. Achirim kodmim l'vem tam. How about if it's a question of water for their laundromat and water for the lives of the people downstream? Laundromat comes first. Kvisatan kodemet. L'chaye acherim. Remarkable psak. So your laundry is more important than other people's survival. True. Omer b'yochanan, mantanik visa chaye nefesh. What this is saying is that having clean laundry is a matter of life and death. Who is the Tana that says such a thing? It's Rabbi Yossi. The Tani. We have a brisa that says, you're not allowed to use perishvias, lo lemishra velo lekvisa. So that means you cannot use kedusha shvias in order to, let's say you made vinegar out of it. So you want to use this vinegar for putting your pishtan into, right? So you have to let it decay. Of course, that stinks and totally will destroy your vinegar. You're not allowed to use it for that. But you can't use it either as a detergent. And therefore, it won't help to sell it. Can't use the money for the detergent. You'll have to use other things about Kedusha Shvias. But it's Rabbi Yossi who says, no, that's not true. You can use it directly. You can pour Perish Shvias into a washing machine. So obviously he holds that it's the equivalent of la'ochla. It's literally like eating. It's like food. That means that he must be the man d'amar who says that the laundry in the city that owns the water comes before the actual lives of the people in the other city. But wait a minute. This is a machlokas which he contradicts himself in. Remember we had the question back in the Dorim. What is the halacha if a woman makes a neder that she's never going to take a shower? So is that considered to be a nidre inu nefesh or not? And it's Rabbi Yossi, he's the one who says over there that actually taking showers is not considered to be a matter of life and death. So apparently he's not so hot on the cleanliness deal, you know. So why over here does he say otherwise? There he says, ein rifitza chayin nefesh. V'ochu amir kvisa chayin nefesh. I mean, why does it come before other people's lives if it's not enough for you to be able to be matir, a neder for a woman based on nidrei nu nefesh? Omer Rebbe Mun is fascinating because it's a recent, you would have thought, a recent Israeli slang, and it turns out to be a lashon from the Yerushalmi. Adam megalgel berechitza, but ein adam megalgel bekvisa. We used the word megalgel. You know, you ask a guy, so like, you know, what are you going to do to the end of the month? You ran out of money. You know, okay, I need megalgel at the chuvot. You know, all right, we get around. You know, it's the same thing. You can be megalgel when it comes to showering, but you cannot be. No way you're going to be able to be megalgel, which actually means manage to get along, right? That's what I meant here. Isn't that fascinating? So, ein adam megalgel bekvisa. There's no way to manage and get out of doing laundry. So,
to roll with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, that's an interesting Nakuda, right? I mean, Lamaisa, we had the sugya over in the Bavli, but there's no comparison between the two. Why? Because what's going to happen if you don't take showers? This actually turns out to be something that's really very true. Nothing's going to happen. I mean, you may get some sores on your skin or whatever. But if you actually allow your clothing to be disgusting, and that can actually affect your mental well-being. And over there, the Gemara says that it leads to shi'imum. So the Gemara said, and shi'imum, I mean, that's already mental illness. So, or literally you become like Biden. I mean, so that's the kind of thing that is considered to be dangerous for your life, not just for your comfort. So it was a fascinating Gemara. This is really amazing. The story of Yehuda Ish Chutzi, who was very disturbed by this halacha. Like, it sounds crazy that your rights to washing machine water is enough to be docha a person downstream from being able to drink. Like, so, you know, like, where do we see you give the rights, bichlal, to a city just because the city is upstream? So we give the rights and they're allowed to take it and let the other people drop dead? I mean, like, what's the mocker? So he decided that he is going to take a 3-day trip in which he's going to be all bezbetedus and he's going to be thinking about this in a cave. And he's going to get to the bottom of this. Okay. So he goes, Avatamir is a fascinating Russian also. He goes and pulls a seclusion stunt. Right? Avatamir. All right. So he pulls this seclusion stunt, Bimarta, in a cave for 3 days because he's convinced this way he's going to get to the bottom of it. So boil make him a lot in time. He asked, how do we know Shechaya Yirazot could mean Lechaya Yirachar Bichlal? It's not the story. The story in the Dorim is actually a little bit different in terms of the name and everything, whatever. So anyway, at the end of the 3 days, he has no answer. So he decides he's going to go ask his rabbi. So that's when we got to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalav. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, where have you been? You know, I haven't seen you in the yeshiva for 3 days. Like, where have you been? Oi, Rabbi, I pulled a Yisbeidah shtick. I went into this Mara for 3 days. I figured this way I'll be able to really concentrate and get to the bottom of the sugya. Okay, so this is my problem. I wanted to know, where do we get this from? So Rabbi Yossi calls his little son, who is Rabbi Avoridimas. He says, listen, Avoridimas, my boy, this guy's got a problem. Could you enlighten him? How do we know this? Sure, says the boy. Of course I know the answer to that. Omar Lay, it's a beferish pasuk in Yoshua. It says over there, when they gave the cities for the Levium, so it says, Tiyena ha'arim ha'ela, ir, u'mikrosha sivivoteha, kein l'chol arim ha'ela. So, the meaning is, it says, ir. What does that mean, ir, and then mikrosha sivivoteha? Oh, that's the point. First comes the ir itself, and then comes the suburbs, mikrosha sivivoteha. You use the water of a city for the area around it, but only after we have worked out each of the cities what it has. So then Rabbi Yossi turns to his Talmud, who was, you know, pretty chagrined to see that his kid comes up with the answer right away. He's been working for 3 days. He said, you idiot, the reason that you didn't know the answer is because you went into seclusion. That's the whole point. Man garam lecha delo yalaftim chaverecha. You didn't want to learn with your chaverim and engage in discussions of the Torah. You're going to sit there and figure it all out in your ivory tower. That's against the whole concept of dictu chaverim. And no wonder you didn't know the answer. May this serve as a lesson for your future. All right, gentlemen, may we be zeicha to all of Klal Yisrael in a vast interchange of dictu chaverim, like we have a little taste of every once in a while in some of our WhatsApp groups. Keep it up. If everybody would take a nice Gavi idea, like take a capsule for yourself. I've been begging you to do this. Take a capsule and write it up. 3 paragraphs, for heaven's sake. Now look what beautiful responses. Come on, nice. Can you imagine what we would have? We would have had hundreds of pieces that you just look at, review, and bring back a whole wonderful sense of a sugya, and we don't have that. Please, please, do it. It really doesn't take much time. How much time did it take you, Gavi? What'd you say?
Maybe half an hour, 40 minutes.
That's including including the additional tikkunim or just the original? That's crazy. That's crazy. So what do you want? A half an hour you can't give to something that's so valuable for all of your chaverim and all of Klal Yisrael. It's terrible. All right, so please remember today, put some effort into that, and please remember to let me know how much cash you're in for the Moshe Forman pilot project, which hopefully will give us all a schus for helping these poor folks in Chutz Laretz to start connecting to life. Okay, everyone, may we all connect to life. Bezrat Hashem. See you, I hope, this evening for our next war conversations. I'll send out a link, Bezrat Hashem. I've noticed that we've got a problem because of the long time between the shiurim. The longer the time is, the more I need to include in the shiurim. So at this point, we're about 5 hours into the shiur. So, you know, I don't know, but I don't know how much time you've got, but we can wave goodbye to the old 15 minutes. You knew it was coming, didn't you?
Rabbi, it's very striking that he goes into a cave as opposed to all those who went into an aliyah. Literally an opposite approach. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is fascinating. I'm actually thinking about that yesterday. Okay, everybody. It's wonderful to learn with you. Go to Surah Tufat.